If this were any other year, New Yorkers today would be chowing down on sausage sandwiches and pizza frites while strolling through the midway of the New York State Fair in Syracuse. But for the first time since World War II, the fair, like many others across the country, has been canceled due to COVID-19. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Without hundreds of thousands of visitors tramping through buildings and thoroughfares, it's quiet on the 375 acres that make up the New York State Fairgrounds. The hum of interstate traffic nearby is occasionally drowned out by a passing truck speeding along paths that should be chock full of fairgoers. Geese fly over the Indian village, and grass looks lush and green. Water from a recent rainstorm flows freely off roofs onto empty thoroughfares. A stripped-down fair staff is still at work. Director Troy Waffner sits at his massive desk, a little down.
The fair would have been going on right now. You know, there's a lot of staff here who drive into work, and it's just sad in its own right.
This would undoubtedly have been a record-breaking year attendance-wise, the first 18-day exposition in state fair history.
We had a great fair planned, a really great fair, great music. Or, you know, we were changing things up again programmatically.
But now, crickets. It's not just fairgoers and employees missing the massive event that marks the end of summer in central New York. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon laments losing the ka-ching of an estimated $1.5 million economic impact the fair brings every year.
It's a body blow. We factored it in. Usually around this time of year, you look forward to that sales tax payment that represents that period of time.
And there's also the thousands of locals who use the fair to beef up their income.
People who use their vacation time, They're at work getting paid on their other job and going there for 2 weeks almost and making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 more in some cases. It's all extra money that gets back into the economy.
There are attempts to keep the state fair flair alive. Vendors are offering state fair style food in one of the big parking lots next to the fairgrounds. The American Dairy Association Northeast has been holding a virtual New York State Fair, offering visits to dairy farms and milkshake competitions online. They're even unveiling the popular butter sculpture on their website, according to dairy princess Natalie Vernon.
Really, the goal is just to get the normal fairgoers and fair fans involved as much as we can.
And Waffner's hearing about other ways fair lovers are trying to keep that fair feeling alive.
They're at their houses and they're having family over and they're cooking sausage sandwiches and having wine slushies and 20, you know, burned dairy milk and everything. So, you know, you've built something when people are going to that amount of time and energy to really try to relive it on their own scale when they can't have it on the big scale.
Waffner tries to look at the bright side.
Well, certainly if there is a silver lining, it's the fact I'm not putting on weight right now.
But he's also looking to the future. There's already a date for the 2021 fair, August 20th through September 6th.
It's going to be a big fair with a lot of zing and a lot of zow and a lot of wowie. I definitely think people will come out for it next year because they'll have missed it for a year.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.